Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the seventh week of Easter and the memorial of Saint Boniface, Bishop and Martyr. Today's theme, self-sufficient but not independent. To be holy means to be different, set apart from the world. In Christ's prayer of today's gospel story from John chapter 17 verses 11b through 19, we see what makes us different. We belong to the kingdom of heaven because Jesus has consecrated us to the truth, meaning to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. We live in the world so that we can infect it with the kingdom of God. We live in the world so that we can bring the truth to it. The Spirit of truth works through us to carry holy ethics into business, into families, politics, and every aspect of society. In our first reading from Acts chapter 20, verses 28 through 38, we get a glimpse of St. Paul's influence on business and community affairs. He transformed the town of Ephesus by living the gospel. Although he was a powerful preacher of the truth, his words were backed up by the holiness of the Spirit of truth that lived within him. If we are extraordinary homilists or religious education teachers or daily reflection writers, but we are not preaching the same message with our daily person-to-person behavior, the gift of preaching is being used scandalously. It's a terrible, far-reaching sin. It would be better to lose our voice than for souls to be wounded or lost on our account. Notice how Paul set an example. He could have rightfully asked the church community to finance his living expenses, but he worked as a tent maker to take care of his own needs and to help his companions. Thus, he influenced the ethics of Ephesian society by showing that it's important to be self-sufficient for the sake of helping the weak. He took care of his own needs to the extent that he could, not to be self-sufficient in an isolated sort of way, but to be generous towards others. I have the same reason for not charging a fee for anything provided by Good News Ministries. Since its founding in 1995, my husband's salary as the highly stressful computer industry enabled me to do the ministry work of GNM without pay for the first 8 years, and then for very low pay a few more years. I still earn far less of what's normal for the head of an organization that's as busy and massive as GNM, and I have not permitted a raise for myself in 3 years. Nor do I intend to receive a raise for the next few years, preferring instead to direct increases in support from benefactors to other staff and to expanding the tools and resources that will change more lives around the world. Generous donations by people who support Good News Ministries are financial sacrifices that they make to supplement the sacrifices that my team and I make so that together we are helping the weak. Self-sufficiency can feel like independence, and independence can easily lead to separation from community when we pridefully try to take care of all our needs by ourselves. Living the gospel means giving and receiving so that we have more to give. If you have needs that are not being met, the misery you feel is a warning flag. Either you're not availing yourself of what God wants to give you through others, or others are saying no to being used by God. As St. Paul demonstrated, by receiving what we need and sharing what we have, we transform the world.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.